It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Graham. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From Rogers Place in Edmonton, the San Jose Sharks kick off their final two games of the regular season, a road trip to the province of Alberta starting tonight in Edmonton against the Oilers. The Sharks are 1-1 against the Edmontonians, having beaten the Oilers way, way back on November the 9th at SAP Center at San Jose. In that particular contest, they won 3-2, even though they were outshot 41-18 by the Oilers. Mackenzie Blackwood was outstanding in that game with a 39-save performance. And the game-winning goal in that contest was Tomáš Hertl picking up his second goal of the year. Obviously, that was a long time ago, and it was even a long time ago since the last meeting between these two teams on December the 28th, also at the Shark Tank. In that game, Edmonton outshot the Sharks 30-25, but won by the score of 5-0 on the strength of four first-period goals and great goaltending from Stuart Skinner, who picked up his second career shutout against the Sharks and fourth overall with a 25-save performance. The Sharks will have a slightly different lineup tonight for the contest against Edmonton, and that will also carry over into Calgary. Because of injuries, David Quinn left several players home and they did not come to Edmonton. Mackenzie Blackwood, Jan Ruda, Philip Zadina, Jacob McDonald, Alexander Barabanov, Mike Hoffman, and Kevin LeBanc are all not going to be playing on this trip. That means the Sharks had to make some recalls from the American Hockey League's San Jose Barracuda. One of them is the player of the week, Daniil Gushin, who had 6 points in his previous three games in the AHL and earns his second promotion as a member of the Sharks. So far this year, Gushin has played 2 games and has 1 assist, and you may recall that he has already scored a career goal in the NHL. That happened last season in his first turn in the big leagues. Head coach David Quinn understands that Gushin is supremely talented with the puck on his stick, and he's a very smart player too. But he also understands that he's not a big player. Gushin is only 5'8" and 165 pounds. And I asked Quinn about how a player of that size can survive in the NHL and how he could model his play after players like Cliff Ronning or Robbie Fatorik or Theron Fleury, all diminutive players who really excelled in the NHL.
Well, they found a way to be physical in their own way. If you're going to be successful at this level, you got to have a little bit of physicality, and you got to find a way at your size to impact the game in that area. You're not going to ever have the puck. You're not going to, be able to beat people off walls. You're going to really be in a situation where you're not going to be successful offensively if you don't have that element to your game. So, that's the thing that Gush and guys his size have to understand at this level.
Jack Thompson is a right-handed shooting defenseman who was acquired from the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Anthony Duclair trade this year, and he will make his Sharks debut. It's not his first time in the National Hockey League. While with the Lightning, he was recalled and played at TD Garden against the Boston Bruins. So he says that tonight's game, even though it's against Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and the rest of the Edmontonians, will maybe not be as much of a shock to the system as his first game was.
Yeah, it was crazy. That was a whirlwind, you never forget your first NHL game. So to play it in the Garden on a Saturday night in Boston was pretty special. And, my family got to make the trip out there and stuff like that. So it was a whirlwind. It was a great day, and it was a lot of fun.
But having said that, Thompson is looking forward to seeing number 97 on the other side of the ice.
Yeah, that's exciting too. It's a good opportunity out there. He's obviously the best player in the world probably, so it's going to be fun.
What kind of a player is Jack Thompson? He described his game for us.
Yeah, good skating defenseman, puck mover, likes to join in on the offense, but I've really grown my defensive game lately, and that's been something that I've really worked on, so trying to grow into a 200-foot player.
Head coach David Quinn also has been very appreciative of the way that Thompson makes decisions on the ice.
Just a smart, heady player, competes, does a little bit of everything. And, I've seen him a couple times and like what I've seen. He's a guy that's heady. He's got an idea of what to do with the puck before he gets it, which allows him to play fast. And we're excited to have him.
But Thompson also understands that he has to improve his defensive game. He says that San Jose Barracuda assistant coach Louis Mas has been working hard to help improve that.
Yeah, definitely a lot of work with my defensive game. You know, we do video every day down in San Jose Barracuda with Louis Mas, the defensive coach. So he's been great for me the last month or so, however long I've been here. And I feel like I've learned a ton from him.
Thompson sees a really good opportunity with the San Jose organization.
For sure. I mean, everyone's been great so far here with me for that. Like, the development side of things here is really good, and, you know, they care a lot about you. So I think it's a great opportunity to grow your game and, you know, have that opportunity to play in the NHL.
The Teal Report will continue from Edmonton in just a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The Sharks believe in innovating to play at their peak, and so does Western Digital. That's why, even after more than 50 years of groundbreaking storage products and technologies, we're most excited about what's next. From gaming platforms to the public cloud, from connected cars to safer cities, from the desktops of Sharks fans to the data centers behind Fortune 500 companies, Western Digital services are fueling a brighter, smarter future. Western Digital, a proud official partner of your San Jose Sharks.
The Stanley Cup Playoffs Bracket Challenge presented by Betway is back. And now it's time to take your shot.
Pastrnak scores!
Face off against family and friends. And take aim at predicting this year's playoffs. Whether you're pulling for the Panthers, going big on the Blue Shirts, or seeing stars all the way, who do you think hoists the cup this year? Sign up today for a chance to win exclusive prizes at nhl.com/bracket.
The Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Class of 2024 enshrinement ceremony, presented in part by KMBR 680, will be held Monday, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency Embarcadero. The star-studded class of 2024 inductees include Patrick Marleau, Brian Sabian, John Taylor, Jenny Thompson, and Chris Wondolowski. Tickets for this year's festivities are now on sale at bayshof.org. That's BASHOF.org.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital, and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Tonight, the Sharks face off against Connor McDavid, who proclaimed himself ready to go after missing the last three games with an injury. McDavid is sitting on 99 assists for the season, and if he gets one tonight, he'll be only the fourth player in the history of the NHL to have a 100-assist campaign. Only, of course, if Nikita Kucherov doesn't get two assists for the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight in his game against Buffalo. Playing against a player like McDavid is a huge deal for a young guy like Thomas Bortolo, who's trying to soak in every detail about being a top player in the league.
Yeah, no, he's definitely a pretty special player. I think he's to be honest, probably one of the players I've played the most since I've been in the NHL. I feel like I've played Edmonton so many times already, but I know it's always special, you know. I mean, him and Draisaitl, whenever they're on the ice, you got to keep an eye out for them because, you know, they do pretty awesome things. But, you know, again, I have a game to play, and, you know, that's not really going to get in the way of that, so yeah.
Bortolo says that you have to make best use of every minute you're on the ice, and for him, that includes tonight's warm-up.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually how I try to see every shift. So obviously, I think my mentality has evolved, and, you know, it grew from the start of the year for sure. So yeah, just little mindset changes that, you know, I had to adjust, and just I'm trying to keep it consistent too. You know, I think that's the biggest thing in this league. Like, obviously, we're getting to the end of the season, but, you know, it's a long season, so I want to be able to, you know, be consistent with it and, you know, bring it every game.
What does Thomas Bortolo think about the last two games and what he needs to accomplish?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to finish the year off strong, you know. Only six periods left. I think it's a good way also to, you know, kind of make a statement for next year, you know, and just what I've been doing for the last couple games and since I've been called up, you know, I want to make a statement that I can play in this league and that, you know, I can be in here for long. So I just want to head in the summer confident and, you know, confident about my game and, you know, eager for camp. You know, you don't want to go into the summer kind of regretting certain things. So yeah, it's kind of how I'm feeling, just no regrets out there.
Join us for all of the exciting play-by-play. The San Jose Sharks, who put Devin Cooley in the nets against Stuart Skinner for Edmonton. We're on the air at 6 o'clock Pacific time with our pregame coverage. Sharks warm-up followed by Coach's Chalkboard and the play-by-play of Game 81 of the regular season. The Sharks and the Edmonton Oilers. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.